So let's continue. Lozo Chatzitz again, a couple more shiurim. I think we're up to, what's if we up to? I think, Sifchat Ches, right? So again, last year was an important subject relating both to the Zichron Yosef and defining what's Makbid. We talked at the very beginning, but we had another hour, and also the issue of Beis HaStorm. These are very much halacha lemaisa. Some of the stuff that we'll cover in this year is less nogea. You'll see it has to do with construction of the mikveh, which is not really nogea to where our mikvahs are today, but we'll see in a second. The Mishnah tells us in mikvahs, Perkes Mishnah 8, source 1, Ha'ochez ba'odom ba'kelim, u'matbilim temeim. Let's say a person is very much nogea when you're a total kelim. Let's say you're a total pot, or a silver knife or something like that in a mikveh, so you hold on to it, so you stick it in the water. But meanwhile, the place where you're holding it, the water doesn't come to the place you're holding it. Or a person, sometimes a person, and this is no gain, not often, but sometimes a person needs help going to the mikveh. Let's say a person is not well, or a woman has a problem with her legs or whatever, and she needs somebody else to help her into the water, right? So it says, Ha'ochez ba'odom, if someone's holding on, u'bekelim or u'bekelim, matbilim, and the immersion in the mikveh is tameh. Okay, because that, as the Bartanur explained in source 2, this is mikvahs parches mishnah. Ochez bottom and kelim matbilim tameh. The mamakom achizos alo bo mayim, because the contact point, the no water got there. However, the mishnah says v'nidiach es yado bo mayim tohorim. But if beforehand the person who's holding wet his hands with that water, okay, then tohorim. V'shamash kash yado mischaber lemei mikvah v'shu ein kan chatzitza, because now the hand of the person who's holding it is wet, so it's from the same water particles are just now connected to the bigger mikveh, right? When you put your hand, you put the item in, if your hands are wet, first you wet your hands in the mikveh, and then you hold the pot, so the water from the all over your hand now is connected to the rest of the water from the mikveh, so now the thing is completely submerged. The same thing with the person. Then there's no chatzitza. Rav Shimon Omer, Yirafeh, Kedei She'avo Ba'amayim. Rav Shimon says, like, just loosen it, hold it loosely, don't hold it so tight. You can loosen your grip, okay, whether it's on a purse or on a kli, you can loosen the grip and then the water will come in. That's what Shimon says, and the Rivadi Bratanur says, Enarach Gib Shimon. It's actually a question, what exactly is the nature of this machlokas? How does it come out, the different shitas? So if you look in the Rosh, this is the Rosh is not in the Rosh in Hilchas Mikvos, but the Rosh on the Masechta, on that Mishnah, Perches Mishnah. That you have in the standard editions of Seder Taras, which is the Mishnayos are printed in the back of Maseches Nida. So you take a look at any Maseches Nida, you have the many editions of Maseches Nida, you have Mishnayos of Seder Taras upon which there is no Gemara. Most of the Seder Taras has no Gemara, just Nida has Gemara. So we have the Mishnah is printed in the back of Maseches Nida. On the side of the page, you have the parish of the Rash. We spoke about in the past, the Rash Mishans. And also on the page, you have the Rosh. Parish HaRosh, the Rosh for the parish. So the Rosh and the parish on that Mishnah, Parakhes Mishnah, writes, Temein Shalom Higiyo Amayim Tachas Yadu, right? That's the water did not come under his hand. So hold the thought, the Rashbo in the Torah of Bayis Aruch says as follows, touches up the Machokas, the following, looks like the Rosh probably agrees. Ha'ochez ba'adam ha'kelem ha'bilim t'meim, v'midiach yada b'mayim t'orin, if you wet your hand first, it's good. B'shimon Omer, Yerafesh, what's the Machokas? How do you read the Machokas? There are different ways to read it. The Rashbo here writes, Pirish, l'tanakama, die, imidicha yada b'mayim, ipnei shamashkash, yada tofeach latfiach mischaber b'am mikveh. The Rashbo learns in the Tanakhama by saying imidiach yadav mayim tahorim. Again, imidiach yadav mayim kama tahorim, not mayim tahorim. Imidiach yadav mayim kama tahorim. The kelim they're trying to immerse are tahorim. Why? Because I said before, because the water that's on the hand is now connected to the water of the mikveh. Ve'en kan chatzitza. And Shimon is machmir and says no. He says you also have to loosen your hand. Shirafa bo yadav shirvo b'mayim. Came there really. In other words, he's being machmir. It's not enough just to wet your hands. He says you have to soften your grip. You have to loosen your grip. Okay? That's how the Rashi learns. Now, Abba Balochas, Harab Moshe Bar Nachman, the Alochas of Narban, I saw it not that way. Raisi Shekhasa Behefe. The Latarakamu, Dafka Hidicha Yadav Maim, Abba Rav said that Yadav Maim, Lo also Latvila. He learns the other way, that the Tanakama is machmir. He's saying, no, just loosening your grip is not enough. Okay? Loosening grip is not enough. You have to wet your hands. Says the other way, right? He says, Shimon says, enough, you just loosen the grip. And the Tanakhama says, not enough, you loosen the grip, you also have to wet your hands. The question is, why? Why should that be? Well, you loosen your grip, water gets in, what's the problem? So he says, Gzeira Shemelo Terafa, because there, you'll forget, you won't loosen the grip, or you won't loosen it enough. But I don't agree with it. So according to the Rashba, very possibly the Rosh agrees, If you hold it, again, if you're holding it really tight, then everybody agrees no good. Okay, if you hold it normally, so if you wet your hands, Tanna Kamma said it's okay. Rav Shimon says, no, wetting your hands is not enough. If you don't wet your hands, then everybody agrees it's no good. And if you held it very loosely, everyone agrees it's yes, good. So that's how he ties it up. You follow the four steps, right, again. If you hold it very, according to Rashi, if you hold it very tightly, so then everyone agrees no good. What's the argument? Holding it tightly. Okay, the water can't get there. Okay, but if you held it normally, or maybe if you held it tightly also, and you wet your hands in advance, okay, so then the Tanna Kamma says, okay, Rav Shimon is machmir, says still no good. Rav Shimon said, and if you didn't wet your hands, then everyone agrees it's no good. If you didn't wet your hands, then everyone agrees it's no good. But if you held it loosely, then everyone agrees it's yes good. That's how the Rosh Bo seems to learn. The Ra'oh and the Berek HaBayis there are not Torah's HaBayis, but by Zion Shar Zion, five, quotes Parish Rebbe Mori Rabbeinu, Mori Rabbeinu Moshe Menachem, the Tanna Kamma lo saga lebehachi. He says, not enough to just loosen your grip. Klomar Shirafi Yadav Degazvin, and Shemalai Rafi. Okay, and then he goes through what the Rosh Bo's objections were, and he answers, but the Ra'oh at the end agrees with the Ramban. You can see the Ramban yourself in Source 6, in Perek Tes, Halacha Tes Vav, Oz Tes Vav, and Hilchos Nida, the Ramban. Hoysa Chaverta, O Chesis Bo Bishas Tfilah, Lo also La Tfilah, the Afal Pesha Rofsa Yada, Yadel. Even if she had a very loose grip, it's not enough. That's the Ramban was. It's not like the Rosh Bo. And the Ramban says, no. If you didn't, unless, Achabo Bahem, then also not tefillah. So again, as the Rosh Bo quoted, as the Ra'oh quoted, Ramban holds the other way around. Ramban says it's not enough just to loosen your grip. Okay, the water comes in because even the water does come in. The gzeira shemelot tarafe, you won't loosen it. You won't loosen the grip enough. But if you wash your hands, then it's good. That's if you wet your hand with washing. I mean, wet. You know. What? If you yeah. That's what the Tanna Kamma is one who says. He v'diach is a mayim torah. The Tanna Kamma is one who says that, right? So, with point being that when Shimon says if you loosen your grip, that's enough. L'chora, that should be good enough according to the Tanna Kamma too. What's the problem? You loosen the grip, the water gets in, right? But no, because according to him, this is gzeira. Okay, the reason I said that the Rosh agrees with the Rosh Boa. You look back at the Rosh, at Perish Rosh, it's Shelo Higiyah Mayim Tachas Yado. The Rosh's whole concern is there's no water. If you loosen your grip, there is water. Okay, so what's the problem? So according to the Rosh, well, there is no problem. You loosen your grip, it's Avaragud. Okay, the Avaragud according to the Tanna Kamma. Tanna Kamma says you don't have to, you can just wet your hands. And Shimon Shimon says, no, wetting your hands is not enough, you have to loosen your grip. But Tanna Kamma certainly agreed that loosening the grip is okay. That's how the Rosh and the Rosh Bo would seem to learn. But the Ramban says no. Ramban says even if the grip is loose, but it's no good. Right? But then also to them. That's the Ramban. And the Rambam also, again, so if you have a loose grip and you didn't wet your hand, Tanna Kamma will say it's no good because of the Zera. Shimon says it's yes, good. Okay? And if you held it normally or tightly, then everyone agree that it's no good. If you wet your hands, everyone agree that it's good if your hands are wet. Okay? That's how they come out. It's the other way around. The Rambam agrees with the Ramban, it looks like. You look in 7. Parak Bey is a Vilchus Mikvos Halachi Aleph. Ha'och is Bar Mekhan with Bilam Arem Betumos, and they remain Tomei. The Afal Pi Sharafa Yadah, even though you had a very loose grip. Until the water came in, it was loose enough grip. Still, Gzeir Hashem Elo Yirafeh, but Vimidiyah Chadamayim also on the field. So Machos we've shown him, and when the loosening the grip is enough. Okay, how do we pass him? So now we come to our Sif Chavches, 8. He passes like the Rosh Bo, and when I said the Rosh also. Lo Sochas Bo Chaverta Biyadeh B'Shatvila Elim Kein Rof Seyada. Unless you loosen the grip, kedei sheyavo amayim b'makom achiz yadeh. Now, ve'im hidicha yadeh b'mayim chila is also shari, shemashke lach tofech shayadeh, chabur is connected, l'mei ha-mikveh. So, but he says loosening the grip alone is enough. You see? Loosening the grip doesn't say you have to loosen the grip and you have to have it. Two different possibilities. Right? If you have a loose grip, the water comes in, good. He doesn't mention anything about some gzeira that you won't loosen it up. Mechaber is, you see how the Mechaber is passing on the Rosh Bo. And what I said is the Rosh, not like the Rabban on the Rosh. Okay? And similarly, if you look back, that's here in Hilchos Nida about the Tevila of a human being. Okay, if you look back in Hilchos Tevilas Kalim, here in our day, it's in Kuf Chaf, Siv Beis, Tzorach Shei HaKli, Rafui B'Yadu B'Shaz Tila. When you're tarbeling a Kli, you can hold on to it. But they have in some mikvos, they have a basket, so you can actually drop the thing down. Right? There's a basket you put down in the water, and then you drop the knife or the forks down, so then you're not holding it. But sometimes no basket, or it's too big a thing, so you want to put your hand in, but what do you do? Let go of it, sink to the bottom, and then you're tourists, you know. Some guy was a comedian, told jokes once. He was becoming frum, he went to a mikveh. Now, it's not quite correct, because we use the same mikveh for Tevilas Adam as for Kalem, but he said he went to a mikveh, and he walked in and stepped on a fork. You know, he went down to the mikveh, he stepped on a fork. And then he goes, and I come back every Friday, I have a whole kitchen set. You know, because it's true. And you look at the bottom of some mikvahs, there's forks, there's stuff that people drop, and then realize it. So what do you want to do? So you don't want to let go. So you hold on to it. So the Shulchan Aruch says, okay, but tzorach shei hakli rof v'bidah b'yadah b'shaz tila. Shei mehadko b'yadah, if you hold it tight in your hand, then it's a chatzitza. But v'im lichlech yadah b'mayim tila, if you wet your hand first, then ain lochash. Now there are more rights with dafka shlich the other b'mei mikveh. Although my intrusion, now we'll see this. Not about focus. It's not stam wet your hand. You had to wet your hand with the water of the mikveh. You can't wet your hand on the sink nearby, and then that's called the wetting hand. As we went from the b'mei mikveh, we'll come back to that. The shach over there in Sim Kuf Chof in 10 over there in Yerodei Sim Kuf Chof by Hilchos Tfilas Kelim. So Katan Vav right Tzarech Iyun. Why the Mechaber Pasuk Shabbos Yosef Achronim Lo Yishum Machokas Bazeh? Nobody quoted a machokas here, but it is a machokas. As we just saw, our Rambam, the Perk Beis, which is wrong, din yud alef, kaso ochas ba'adam mekelam at pinarim to mosan, v'apal pishar ofa yadu, gzera shomali rafa kano shomo. So the Shach wonders, why does the Mechaber ignore in, by the way, it's consistent, the Mechaber by Hilchos Tfilas Kelim and by us, ignores that other shita. And he says, as long as your hands are loose, as long as the point of contact, you know, we're talking about more interested in the Tfilas Nidus, we're talking about someone helping her into the water. You know, a woman has problems with her legs, but can't stand, so someone helps her down. The point of contact has to be loose. But the Shach points out, and Sukkot involved there in the Yerodeis and Kuf Chof, that the Machaber is ignoring the Sheet of the Rambam. Others pointed out, and it's not just the Rambam, there are the Shbokwot and the Rambam, and there are all like that. So he leaves it with Tzarech Iyun. So strange, why didn't bring that down? Okay, the Bach here by us in Simchut Tzariches in Hilchos Nida in Os Chav Zayin says he quotes the Mishnah and he goes through the Machlokas. I don't have to read the whole thing again, but he quotes the Machlokas that there's such a gzera. Zui Das Rambam, the Rambam's opinion, there's such a gzera. We saw the Ramban also agrees. Aval Rashba Mefarish, Rashba learns. There's a good summary. The Marafiya Deha Tanakama Nami Mode. If the hands are loose, then everyone agrees. The Tanakama said, but even if you held it tightly, but your hands were wet, that's also good, right? And Rav Shimon only allows it only when Rafi said that. Bein Lach Rav Shimon. Okay, and the Rashba brings a raya. Okay, what's it? One of Rashba's raya? We didn't see it, but we'll see it now in the Bach. From what we learned earlier the previous year, the Tosefta about the rings and bracelets and necklaces and so on and so forth. We said over there that if they're loose, it's okay. Remember? We said it roughly in Ochotzes. Well, there's no Xera there. How can we say that if the ring is loose, it's okay? Why don't we say over there that if the ring is loose, not still no good, because maybe the ring won't be loose. Now, the Maisa we learned that we don't know the difference between what's loose and what's not loose, but in terms of the Shulchan Aruch and in terms of Rishonim, we never found a Xera by ring or a nose ring or a wrist, you know, a bracelet or a necklace, whatever she's wearing, discussed in the previous year. So we don't find that Xera of, you know, that it won't, roughly, utter, ain't a roughly. It's a good kasha. So the Bach answered no, because over there, those items are different. He said, the reason why we don't find it there is because Yesh Lomar, you hear the kasha? That was a raya against the Rambam's position. The Rambam and the Rabban, they write there's such a gzera that even the point of contact is loose, it's not good enough. Because maybe they won't be loose enough. But the Rashba points out, but we don't see that by the necklaces and the rings. We say there that if it's loose, it's good. Water gets in. All we care about is the water gets in. So the water gets in. With no such gzera that's loose, up to not loose. Okay? So, So the Yetzir Yesh Loman is different because there, Lemaisi is supposed to take them off in the first place. Okay? The whole idea, we assume that the rings should be removed in any case. And therefore, Imhei Mudakim Lo Gazin and Rafa Atashen Rafa. Okay? So it's different because you're supposed to take it off in the first place. But here, it's very common. You're helping the person down and suddenly you grab the person. You'll see the person slipping. So you'll grab it. When you grab somebody, obviously the point of contact is much tighter. You know, you're grabbing. You're not just, you know, sometimes you just support somebody and they start to fall, then you grab them hard. Right? He says, okay, that's what he gives an answer. But anyway, the Bach concludes, it finds it a little difficult that the Shulchan Aruch does not have the Gzeirah of the Ramban in mind, the Rambam, and writes, okay, we can't just ignore the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, we can't just ignore them. Sorry, we have to, and therefore we have to be choshish for that, and it's not good enough if it's loose. You also have to have your hands wet. Okay, the Shach, it's a Kotel Lamed Hei by us here, back in Hilchos and Tilos, not Tilos and Daim, Tilos Kalim, back in Hilchos and Tilos Kalim, it's in Kuf Chof, source 9 and 10. So there the Shach left the Bitzarchi, and why the Machaber didn't bother quoting the other Shita here, it's a Kotel Lamed Hei, he writes, Abach Posa Karmar Ban, Tafila Beruf, so also La Tfila, Gzeira to La, okay? And even though we don't have such a gzera in other places, but here we do because we're afraid. It's very likely. Over there, what's so likely? They'll take the ring off anyway. But here, like the Bach said, here, because you're confused or whatever, suddenly you'll lose the person, you'll grab him again, and so on. All right? Now, in Sukkot and Lamed, that's Sukkot and Lamed A. So the Shach also seems to hold like the Bach, which is to be choshish for that sheet of the other Rishonim. Now, in Sukkot and Lamed Vav, he quotes the Drisha, Kosa Rish Mikanyesh Heter Gomor, Shabishah Shahisha Tavala, so Chaverta Dachva Bemaim, Shiachola Loks of Yada, Bishas Tachik Medicha Yada Bemaim Trila. Vain Tzorak Lahafi to them men. Now it comes out, he says, Lahalachalamais, according to this, let's say again, someone has to help a woman into the mikveh, she can hold on to her at all times. As long as her hands are wet first, at the point of contact, you can hold her. You know what it's no good? Sometimes you have a gairis, and you're a megara baby. Okay, I've had that. I've been involved in gairis. So sometimes you have a guy or a baby or a little child. So what you do is you have the baby as you can be submerged. So what do you do, baby? If it's an infant, so mamish, the mother takes the baby and lets go for a split second. It's a split second, the baby can breathe underneath, and you take the baby right out. Not a problem. Not dangerous. Some people are nervous. Sometimes you have a little kid who's nervous and so on. So the question is, can the father and or the mother, whatever, is holding the baby. The father takes the baby in. The father's wearing, he's not a dress. He is. Let's say the father's Jewish, and the baby guy the baby. So the father goes in with the bathing suit, or whatever, and the baby doesn't have the clothes on, and then the father will take the baby down. But the question, so we always say, let go for a second. Oh, it's a second, you know. But here, the Drisha quote, Mikanyish Heter Gomor. If the helper, you know, the assistant gets the hands wet first, and then it seems we can be mutter. Okay, so the Drisha says we're knowing to let go for at least a second, but you don't really have to, says the Drisha. But the Shach writes, the minig is what the minig is, and therefore he doesn't think we should change it. Okay, and he brings a certain rise to that point.
Why not let go? Doesn't
he
say
you
just not grab tightly?
Well, that's what you said. Why not? Rabbi, we prefer to look well. Again, we just said we don't know what's considered tight, what's not tight, so we want to. But he's saying that's exactly what Drew says. What's the problem? The hands of the assistant are wet. So what's the issue? There's no issue. There's water. It's connected to the mikveh. There's no issue whatsoever. That's what he says. So therefore, it's mutter. Shach said, nonetheless, the minig is not that way. You're right.
You without that, even if you didn't have that, it doesn't say if you're
right,
just...
Right,
you know, but just kind of why left over time.
No, so again, we say that if you hold this Zera, like you hold like Ramban and the Rambam, so then we're afraid that maybe you won't be too tight. You won't hold the person. So if you're concerned about that. So we're trying to be cautious for all the shittas, but that'll be the issue. But the Drisha is saying, according to the Gidu, it's passing Shohar, and how did you say? Right? But he says, disagrees. He says, we shouldn't be Mekel. However, he says, Isha She'ena Yechola Lamor Al Raglel, Elaine, whatever, woman who can't stand. Okay, Pasuk, which was Masa Ben Yamin. The Eishah Tova Eishah Tachzena Shtei Noshim Bizrael Sel Yadichu Yadayim Tchil Maima Eishah Tofech Ona Tafiach. Okay, he says it's okay. In other words, you You can have two people carry her down, depending on how big she is, whatever, you carry her down, and they'll hold on to her. If the mamish can't stand or can't, you know, on her legs at all. Okay? There was a whole issue. There was actually in the mikveh in Tinek. You know, sometimes a woman never was a paraplegic. Okay, so she can't, so you can have with other people, that's awkward, it's uncomfortable. So you can construct, that's what the Mshach here concludes. The Mshach here concludes that you can't just put her on a sheet of some sort and lower it down and just dunk the sheet, you know, that's like a stretcher or something like that. No, that's not good, because that sheet, that stretches Mekabel Tuma, and we'll get to that issue presently. But what they did was they created some kind of a strap her into this, strap her in loosely, but enough to hold her in place, into some kind of gadget that's lowered into the mikveh. That's what they did for, that's what they do for sometimes a paraplegic. Well, it's not a paraplegic woman, so you know the mikveh. So they'll lower in some sort of a contraption. You know, it's perhaps somewhat more dignified than people carry it. People like to be carried, you know. Anyway, so this just comes up from time to time. The long Taz, which it's the Kotten Chav Zayin. The Maisa, the Taz only allows, the Shacham only seems to allow this, you know, the Evid, in terms of what the Drisha said. The Drisha said, okay, it's good lechatchila. He said, never mind, we're also at least lechatchila, you should try to avoid it. But the Taz, in Sivkot and Chav Zayin, and you'll see, I mean, I printed the whole Taz, I don't need to, but he summarizes this whole machlokas we've shown him. Okay? First of all, the Taz disagrees, and he says that the water, he says this back in the Chatzilas Kehillim also, the water that the helper, that the assistant gets their hands wet with, does not have to be water from the mikveh. It doesn't have to be mikveh water. You can get the hand wet from regular tap water. All right, let's take a look at the beginning of Sivkot and Chav Zayin in the Taz on 13. He says, fine. He quotes the Rav and the Rabban, and I look at the end, he says, Kvar Kasavti, in the fourth line of 13, Kvar Kasavti, we see in Kuf Chof Siv Beis, the Yochol Adiach Yodav Afilu B'mayin Tlushim, the low Karamosham, it can be any water, even water separated from the mikveh, U'mashma Kvushim, the Kol Shem Adiach Harotchila Ein Tzarek Lifu Yad of Klal, that as long as your hands are wet, you don't have to loosen the grip at all. Okay, it doesn't have to be mikveh water. It's connected to the mikveh water. It's overwhelmed. It's both on the mikveh water and so on. Okay, however, and he quotes the Rashbo, ask the Kasha against the Rambam and the Rabban from the case of the bracelets, which we answered already. Okay, and therefore, as long as your hands are wet, it's good enough. And he says the Torah agrees with the Rashbo, and that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, but maybe at the 10 lines at the bottom, more of a chosni zam, the Bach, Toma of Shaposak, the low Karam Rabban. But he says, "Ain't kantema. What's the big astonishment? The Mechaber Paskin, like the Rashbo and the Rosh, not like the Ramban Ban. The Kedayim Rashbo Vatush and Ismaglayim Beprat Bemilsa Rabbanon. Let's remember," says the Taz. You know, the Shach and the Bach was so astounded that the Mechaber ignored the Sheet of the Ramban Ban. The Taz said, "I don't see what the big tema is. The Paskin, like the Rashbo, who's Mekel. Okay, we don't have this Gzera of, you know." Otu, you won't hold the grip loose enough. We don't have such a gzera, and the whole issue is only Darbanon anyway. Why is it only Darbanon? Because the Minat Torah ain't Chotz Ela Ruba Makben anyway. Again, we're all dealing with Darbanon. It's not Rove. Okay, we're not talking about a person who's going in, hugging the other person, so the body is completely, you know, holding the person's arm, or holding his hand, or iron, holding his shoulder or something. Okay, it's only a Miat, and it's a Makbid, so, and it's not Makbid, so I don't understand. Says the Bach, the Taz, the whole big deal. It's a machlokas rishonim, and we're making on a din darbanan to begin with. All right, that's one thing. Then he has another thing. All right. Yeah. At the end, he feels at the end that if your hands are wet, then it's mutter even lechatchila. Even lechatchila. The Shach didn't say like that. All right, then I printed the Sidur Tarin, it's called Nunvog. It also has the same machlokas, the Bach pass like the Rambam Ramban. Okay, the Gzera Otu Lorov, so that concern. And even though usually in other cases we don't have the Gzera, but here it says something else. Here we're afraid, you know, that maybe, even though we don't worry about it, we're here because the person's because you're afraid of the person, the other person will fall in, so we're more concerned that you'll tighten your grip. Okay. What do I want to add from this Sidrei Tara? He repeats the same machlokas. Mentioned that we're not bekim anyway, but what's considered the... I said that's another reason to be machmor over here, because we said by the Tel Sadaim that we don't handle bekim ma'u rough or low. Okay? So here, but the even the other will be machmor, just like the some views. Okay? Yeah, okay. On this other matter, so I just want to point out the 15 Neshach, Sivan Lamed Zayin says when a helper wets her hands, it's dafka be mikvah. And the Taz disagrees, he writes, Pirish Afil Maim Tlusha. That's the Shach and Sikot and Lamed Zayin, and the Taz Sikot and Chav Ches. Okay? Even Maim Tlusha, because as long as it's wet, then it's considered connected to the mikvah. Okay? So that's the end of the Siv. Good, really? All right. Again, this actually does come up in Nogei Lamaisa. Sometimes a person needs help. That's Nogei for Tzvilas Galen as well. Good. Next case. We have a dinner that's Tosefta again. Perikei Halacha Yud. Maseches Mikvot. Tosefta. Hakofeitz leMikvah. Someone jumps into the mikvah. Harei ze meguna. It's not nice. Can't say it doesn't count. Okay, right now anyway. But yeah.
Is the water outside the
mikvah my solution? Yeah. It was on the floor,
Yeah,
it's not connected. Solution means not connected to the mikvah.
No, I'm saying like when a person comes out of the mikvah, they probably drip water on the floor.
Right, and then the next person gets his hand with that water, that's not considered the mikvah.
Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, solution means it's not connected anyway to the mikvah. Okay. Yeah. Now, the Tosefta Perikei Halacha Yud, HaKofeitz LeMikveh. Is the next, are you with me? I'm okay, moving forward, yes? Okay, HaKofeitz LeMikveh, someone jumps in, Arizim Meguna. HaTova Pamayim LeMikveh. She goes in a second time, not because of Halacha, just want to go down a second time, Arizim Meguna. It's not nice. Ze Omer LeChaver, Kvo Shior Cholai BeMikveh Arizim Meguna. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kvo Shior Cholai BeTatei Nafsho. You say to your friend, you know, hold on to me, and in the mikveh, it's also meguna. Similar with Masechta Derech Eretz, which in the back of the so-called Masechta Tanis, it says there, it's called Perak HaNichnas LaMerchatz. Va'a'eitim, va'al yom ha'ar l'chaver, rom yorcha alai, v'veis ha'merchatz. Okay, otherwise, bad things are going to happen. But then it says, Amar Yehuda, when is this true? Amar Yehuda, b'medr amur b'mayim ha'mu'otim, ha'v'mayim ha'rubim ha'rezim ishtabach. It's okay. Praiseworthy, at least it's okay. What is going on here exactly? Well, first of all, the Rambam paskens this way. He says in Perak Aleph Halacha Tes, HaKofetz Tokh Mikveh Arizim Meguna, HaTovo Pamayim Arizim Meguna, V'Omer Chaver Kvo Shorcha Alayim Mikveh Arizim Meguna. Why? Well, what's wrong? What's wrong with these things? I mean, what should be the issur? It's a strong language and so on and so forth. So again, and remember that in Maseches Derech Eretz, as opposed to the Tosefta. In Maseches Derech Eretz, it's limited to when it's a small amount. Mayim u'atim means you have only a minimal amount. The minimal amount of water has to be in a mikveh for it to be kosher. It's called 40 saw. 40 saw. It's a couple hundred gallons. Okay, so you have our mikvahs that you and I go into every kippur, much more than 200 gallons. Much more than 40 saw. Much bigger. Okay, but that's the minimum size. The kelim mikveh is even that's bigger. The kelim mikveh is smaller. So what exactly is the issue here? So the revud, huh?
That's
a good question. But let's assume that it's, we'll see, but it's a Ravash explains. They say it goes on all the cases. Okay? What's the concern? So the Tshuva on the Ravash, some Reish Tzadi Gimel, who explains what's going on here. The Nirla Bir Dvar, the first opinion. Ka'kofet be mikvah ha-metzumtzum. So he learns that that's the first case too. Mikvah ha-metzumtzum means a limited amount of water. Ratzon Olam, what does that mean? She'ein bo el arboim sa'a mechubar. It's got exactly 40 sa'a. Good. Mutz kasher mikvah. Aval alal gadol maksid od kol guf adam below yoser. Okay, that's a, doesn't hold any more than that. But mayim nitzin lechutz mikoch hakvitza terem shiskas mayim kol guf adam and imtzus atov mikvah chaser. I dive into the mikveh. I don't recommend it because you know you had better. I jump into the mikveh. What happens when I jump into the mikveh? Water splashes out. Now a few drops of water splashed out before I was completely submerged. So Lamaisa, by the time I submerged, it was less than 40 souls. I'm mikvah chaser. You had a concern? That's why. Now, we don't know. I don't know if the water didn't necessarily splash out. Maybe it splashed and rained internal. Okay? So, but Mesha, ain't no vada. I began the Yahaba Iyu. Maybe it's only Maguna, okay? Can't say that it's us. We don't know if for a fact the water's going to splash out. And even if it splashes up, it may land right back down. So by the time it's submerged, it's okay. Right? So it's only Vadai. Okay. Yeah. Similarly, so that's the problem with that. What's the problem with being tovo pamayim? A tovo pamayim, because Shema B'tzilu is shown a low tovo kahogen al smach hashniyah. Because you know you're going to go down a second time, so you won't be as careful the first time. You know you're going to go down a second time anyway. Okay, so what? So again, the problem is that Shema chos lamayim ratzon b'tzilu rishona. Okay, and maybe some water splashed out after the first time. Or when he said, I went down twice, I came out, I had droplets on me. You asked me before, but I'm going to come out, so it drips on me. So now I go in the second time, and I'm more careful, but there's going to be a mikvah chaser. So again, to your question, this opinion of the Mishnah Rivash is saying clearly that last statement of the Masechet Eretz is going on the whole thing. That's the concern. They'll end up in a water in a mikvah that's, again, we don't know for sure that's going to happen. Okay, Abba Vashayno Tova, like Shayno Tova, Pamachas, Nizal, it will go the first time. You'll double probably the first time. And therefore, you'll make sure it can be completely submerged and so on. Okay? Okay. And as far as the. 1 second. Yeah. And then the third case. All right, fine. Because even if there's splashing, he goes into something else called a galley after another cosmic walls. Let's say you have a wave, so and I'm underneath that. So, but the water's all still attached, it's all, so that takes talk about a galley. I don't want to go into that now. I just want to look for one other thing here. Okay, as far as touching the person, so then, after chatzitza issue. Or again, because the other person had water on him, so we're all talking about a small mikveh. Omnam nirusha Rambam zal lo pirusha zuba mikveh mitzumtzum. The Rambam, however, we look at 19, says in general hakofer titocha mikveh. That's the language of Tosefta. Tosefta never said it was a mikveh that had exactly 40 sub mikveh mitzumtzum. Okay. Well, hakofer. So what's the problem? Hakofer it's lamikveh. What's the issue? Any mikveh. And what's the problem then? He says because. Okay, when people see you think you're going in there just to cool off. Okay, and they'll think you don't need kavana to go into the mikveh, which we'll talk about at the very end, that will be the last year. All right, and they'll lead people astray into thinking that even if you're going to cool off, it counts because they'll see him later eating shuman kachim, and they'll think, oh, that counts, that he didn't even pay attention. He jumped in, he's just cooling off. Okay, so that's the concern, according to the Rambam and others. So that's a machlokas, whether we are talking all about a mikvah mitzumtzum. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rambam, and he says, some say it's marib b'mikvah shem v'arba himsa. All right, that's what we said. He summarizes that. So it's a machlokas, what the concern is. How do we pass? So Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Chof Tez, if you only have a tiny mikveh, it's 40 saw limited, then he accepts really, in effect, both opinions. Because in Simon just a moment. No, I'm sorry. Sorry, the Chaber simply paskins that this whole case is talking about a limited mem summit some summit. Okay. All right? As long as pass like the Rambam. I'm not concerned about the other business. Sorry, not like the Rambam. The pasuk that it's only in a mikra mitzumzum. And we're not worried about that some people think you want to cool off. I'm sorry, but yeah, it's only pasuk not like that. I told him a mikra she ain bo elamem something. So then we're worried about the Harizim Aguna. Okay, next.
What is that? Is about kosher place? He's tying him and put his hand on.
On him, yeah. Cover him.
Like shoulder. Yeah.
I'm just not sure why is that mishtabach. Why is that praiseworthy? Maybe to help him, I'm not sure.
Where's the mishtabach?
In Amderach Eretz. 18. But my Maruah is in mishtabach. Not sure why. Okay. Yeah. Check that out. Okay, the next case is, again, these cases now are not so directly relevant to us next few halachas, because we have modern day mikvos, so we touched upon this a little bit yesterday in a previous year, but let's say for a moment that the floor of the mikveh, the ground of the mikveh is muddy. Right? Again, our mikveh is not built like that. We have tiles and stones and so on and so forth. But you know, that dirt, so we get muddy. So Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Mikvah, Parag Zayin, Mishnah Zayin says, Hit Bilbo's Hamita. They have a bed. Became Tomei. What was Tumatara? Sharagles Shokos Petita Ovet Tahora. And then Shamayim Mikadmin. The bed doesn't quite fit into the mikvah. Why? The Bartanur explains in 24, Shiragleha Gavos. The legs are high on each side, the posts are high. The Efshal Abila Kula Kachas Mikvah Kotten, Kazeh, Shashir Mitzumzum, Ellen Kane, Ragleha Shokos Petit. The only way to get the whole thing underneath is if you push it down so the bottom of the legs are sitting in that mud. Okay, now ordinarily you wouldn't be able to be Tobel in that. However, the Mishnah says it's okay, Tahora. Okay, a hippo bar samita afish or glass shokos petitava. Torah, why? Nay, shahamayim mekadmin. As the Bartanur explained, the water got there first. The water hit the bottom of the leg before it got into the mud. Right, when it was going down in the mikveh. Shahamayim mekadmin, lahat bil haraglayim, kodem shishku betitva, obamayim hutbalu. It ends up that it was tumbled in the water. It just had to push it further down. But it was in the water, but it was wet. Like we said before, you had the water on it from before. So that's talking about beds. What about people? Okay, what about people? Right, that's my bed. So if the bottom of the bed is under the mud, and the bottom of the floor of the mikvah, it's okay, because it was wet first, before it got there. It was toiled. Yes? So the bride writes in the Balei Nefesh, Sharat Tzilas and Gimel, Shonino Masechet Mikvos, this Mishnah, Hamat Pilas Amita Shargala Shokos Betita Ava Toro, Mipnei Shamayim Magdimen, V'yesh Misha Omer Shekena Dila Adam. Same thing with a person. Person goes into the mikveh. By the time you're standing, part of your feet, the lobe of your feet, up to your ankle, whatever, is in the mud. But they got wet first. It's okay. That's what the Rabbit says. Rosh Bor writes in the Bais HaKotzer, Bais Zayin Shor Zayin, Lo Hayasham Tit, Eina Tzuicha Lag Mir Aglav, Velosh Bam Tzamayim. Afo Pish, Reza Al Ritz Bain Kan Chatzitza Vishamayim Magdim Lo Aglav. If you go down to the mikveh and you're underwater, you don't have to pick up your feet. You can stand there. You just stand there with your feet on the ground. As long as your head is also underneath. You don't have to pick up your feet. Because the water, in fact, got on the feet first, so there's no problem. It's so wet that you can make something else with. So you consider it to be underneath. And that's how the Rosh also paskins. Now, many people go into the mikveh, okay, and then they sort of dump themselves by picking up your feet off the floor, right? You dunk yourself, you pick up, I don't know, do I do an Erev Kippur? I always do that. Okay, you don't have to, that's what we're saying here. You go to the mikveh and you're on the floor, you can just bend down, bend your knees and bend down and get the rest of your body underneath. right? Your feet can be on the floor. Your feet are touching the floor. That's okay because there's water there, right? That's what the Rosh Bo writes. And the Rosh, ain't tzar like we around the Mishas, who Rosh Hamayim Mekadim, the water is there first. That's based on that Mishnah in regards, per exam Mishnah 9, so it's 23. And that's what the Shomar Paskin, number 28 here by us, in Siv Lamed, okay, Siv Lamed. Ain't a tzvicha like we are a glad Mishas, Tvilatza, in Ain Shomtim. Half of Pisha, the rest of our Ritzvah, Ain Kan Chatzit, Rosh Hamayim Mekadim, a glad. Okay? But the Shach is Medayik, both in the words of the Rosh Bo, by extension, in the words of the Shomar. Because when they say you don't have to pick your feet up, because you ain't shom teeth. So says the Shach, it's called Mem 29, you ain't shom teeth. It's already here. The Mashma, because you ain't shom teeth, it's really like we are glad. We're whole litbo. Okay? If there is mud and stuff, then you can be toggling, then you must pick up your feet. But he points out that later on in Sif Lamed Gimel, okay, in Sif Lamed Gimel, which we don't have on this sheet, it'll be the first one tomorrow. But take the Shach's word for now. And Sif Lamed Gimel Pasuk, Vishiei Shom Tit Lo Tifol Klal. Should go in there in the first place. That's not good in the first place. Why not? Okay? Why do we say that's no good in the first place? Go ahead in, and okay, you got to pick up your feet, but you can go in. So you dunk, you pick up your feet, you bend your knees, and you float down. And maybe that's what it means. The diak is the other way. The diak is not. Well, if there's teeth, then you don't have to pick up. I'm sorry, if there's no teeth, then you don't have to pick up your legs. The diak means, but if there's, you do have to pick up. No, the diak is, if there's no teeth, you don't have to pick up. If there's, you can't go in at all. Read the diak that way. That's what the Shach says. And he also points out, which we'll see again, he refers to what he says later, that simon, and it's only a problem depending on what kind of teeth we're talking about. Now we had the Tita Yovein, you know, some different types of clays, different dinim. So we said maybe there's a difference depending on the type of tita that it is. Okay? 30 tatas, it's a kar lamed. Meshamayim agdim and pirish. Shechnisa ragleh l'sham kar kermu amayim. V'nagu ragleh korim shivila rizpah. V'osa amayim v'chubar on the mikveh. Right? Like we said before, you go into the mikveh, you go on feet first. Okay? So, go on feet first, and the feet are warm. By the time the feet touch the mud, they've already gotten water mats connected, the mikveh, and it's okay. Kain kosmi so sharosh, we saw. Mashma, Hamitam said, the daf be made mikveh, shem kodol aglel, v'hoi aglel, lachos, kvar, mimayim, tulshim, lov. Okay, but we're going back to that same problem. What if the water was mayim tulshim, was wet from other water? Okay? But the Taz himself disagrees with that. It's the same thing here, but it's like I said before, even water from before is good. Even water from elsewhere is good. All right, so it doesn't have to be mikvah water. That's what she told us. Yes? And so forth, yeah.
How deep are mikvahs? Like I'm saying, do you have to put your feet on the one you're on? Say a woman is dunked.
That's a toilet.
What was it?
That's a toilet.
Right, so let's say, is a woman able to actually, does she have to put your feet up on my side?
The mikvah, a short woman would not have to be a total woman.
She wouldn't have to put her feet up.
No, she didn't put her feet up. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm saying, let's say she's walking. I didn't ask him before, but let's say her feet are wet.
Yeah.
Outside of the car.
Right. So that's his machuk as well. That's enough. Okay, I understand.
So now it's tlushim on her feet. So now she goes to the mikvah.
Yeah, but she's got to get her head on there.
Yeah, but I'm saying, since her feet originally went with tlushim, this trick doesn't work for her anymore. She would have to raise her feet up then.
Right, but the moment she stepped into the mikvah, or down the steps, that's not Tulshim anymore, right? That water is.
It doesn't go
wet,
how you originally were wet.
I don't think it should matter. It's not at the boat. Now you're connected to the mikveh, but you're connected. She's connected. I don't think it matters.
I mean, once she goes into Tulshim, that takes over the
Tulshim
from
the mikveh.
Should.
Yeah.
She's able to stand.
If she can fit completely underneath, and her head is not such a tall woman, or it's a deep mikveh. So that takes care of that. Again, the Armikos, there's no teeth usually, it's stone. And it's the same issue with regards to the next thing.
What's
that? The Taz is saying that even if it's even if she's wet from mind tushin, it goes back to our focus whether the heter is going to be it's any water or it's water from the mikveh. He held lav davka mei mikveh, as we said the same times before. Same we said before that even if, but you're asking, but isn't it always going to be 1 second? So here, not here, we're asking just a second, just a moment. That's the Poshim Shas, how they make Mikra themselves, it was good. But he disagrees with that. See, we have when somebody's gripping tightly, we said that it could be okay if the hands are wet, right? But that wetness has to be from according to some, from the mikveh water, according to some, even other water. And then you walk in tight with the person, holding the person tightly, so your hands never get wet from the mikveh, because you're holding the person tightly, but it was wet from before, it's okay. How's that okay here, though, when she walks in? It's not, so she walks in, her feet are touching the mikveh, and he says, lav davka mei mikveh, din shamayim, as long as it's wet from before.
She scrapes her foot continuously as she walks in.
Yeah, I guess. Like walks down a ramp.
Let's say. Right, let's say it's on steps.
Yeah, that the feet never, that could be a good enough. I mean, that could be enough in your case. But let's say she walks, there's a ramp going down, she comes and slides down, which never picks up her feet. So then make the water never. Okay, could be. All right. But Taj is saying, in a sense, it's the same. If I said the same thing before, that when we said the hand has to be wet because then it's mechuber to the rest of the mikveh, it can be any worse. That's what he's saying here too. That's all.
That's not about you.
He said you can stand on the ritzvah and so on. As long as it's wet, it doesn't have to be wet from mikveh water. You know, that's a lot of water, that's all. Okay. The next issue is as follows. An important pasuk. Parsha Shmini about mikvahs. Parakid Aleph of Eikor Pasuk Lamed Vav 31. It says, Ach mayan uvor mikveh mayim yatar v'nogem in bosan mikvah. First half pasuk important for us. Ach mayan uvor mikveh mayim yatar. Okay, you know, there are two possible ways to immerse yourself in water. There's a mayan. A mayan is an underground spring. The water comes from a spring. The water source is an underground spring. Spring water. It's called a mayan. And bor mikveh mayim is a pit. Mikveh means gathered water, like it says in the second day of creation. Yikav l'mayim, same word, right? Yikav l'mayim mikveh, right? Yikav l'mayim, the water gathered. So bor mikveh mayim is this, either mayim or bor mikveh mayim. Okay, the difference is a mayim, the water is what's called zochlet. It's streaming. It's glide. It's moving. Okay, bor mikveh mayim is water that's still. Okay, stationary. So it says it can be yetar, can make the person tar. That's how we dash it. So Rashi says there in the Chumash, Achmana bor mikveh mayim, amachubar makarka, ein makabim tuma. Okay, not like that. V'odich alimod yetar, atol behem tuma. So not like that, that they don't become tuma. So they can make somebody else tar. Okay, that's how we learn that. And the Sifra there, Rashi says the other parak, Yochol av bor shemesu yetar, tamanom amayim. Ma mayim shikar makarka, mikveh shikar makarka. It has to buy just like it has to be built into the ground. It can't be a clean, like a board that's in a boat or some other thing where it's not built into the ground is no good. All right, something that's built into the ground, that can't be, it's not built into the ground, that can't be your mikveh. You can't make that into the mikveh. okay? A kli, it can't be tumble in a big vessel, it means a big tub, okay? The Mishnah says it goes par kamish out, mayan shemru agave shoka is pasul. Shoka is a trough. You know, again, the water comes through there, so that becomes called shuvan is pasul. Have you agave kalim agave kisafsa, yudom ariv kimoshoya? Okay, no good. That's not. Now it is good, but not be told about on the safsal. What's going on here? So based on this, the Gemara says as follows: Nida Savavol and Beis 50:35. Amar Rabbi Ishalo Savor Al Gabe Klicheres Utipol. She should not stand on a klicheres. Under some kabbalah. So we're kahalam and tamarbai. Shum gzeres merchatzos. Okay. Because that's what happens in the bathhouses. Rashi explains. Shederach mechatzos leisha v'gabi itztabol shadavo the domel klicheres. But I remember it's real old. People sit in a bathhouse in a bathtub on some sort of platforms that are made out of earthenware. That's what they sat on. So they'll see that she goes to the mikveh like that, and people think, "Oh, you go in the bathhouse too? That's how we sit in the bathhouse too." Gzera. Right? I remember it's real old. That's called gzeres mechatzos. However, al gabi silta. Silta is like a block of wood, okay? Al silta shapidam, to go stand when she's in the water on a block of wood, okay, that's okay. Shapidam. And then the market things, Amalev Chanamer Adah, Hasam Tamam Ishim Debois, Silta Namibi. So no, you're wrong. The reason you're not supposed to stand on a klicheres, which is not because that there's some gzera they'll think you can do that, let the bathhouse also sit on some earthenware, some clayware, and so on. No. We're concerned if she's standing on such a small thing, she'll be flimsy, and she'll be nervous about falling, so she won't be toggled properly. If that's the case, the same problem with a wooden, like a wooden block. Okay, that's what he says the problem is. All right? You follow? So there's two different ways of learning what the issue is. Tosa says, Al Gabi Klicheres Kasin, the Shayach Magzeres Makatzos, Sharog Elio Sumotzi Shom Klicheres and Tzara Chamin. They had hot clay there, clay earthenware vessel there because of hot inside the water there. Anyway, so what comes out? So when you go into the mikveh, you can't stand on something which is mekabel tumah. Or you can't stand on something which is flimsy, which you're afraid of falling off. Okay, so let's assume now that there's mud and dirt on the bottom of the mikveh. You don't want to stand in that. So put some stuff that you can stand in that and immerse. So the Mishnah is telling us, no, but it can't be so much as a klicheres. Either because that's something which is a kabel tumah, all right, and it's not attached to the ground, like we saw before, achman or bormik or mayim, that'd be ikar b'karka, all right, and B, because we're afraid she's going to fall. So the Ravid says as follows. L'chora, he says, if someone did stand in one of those things in the mikveh, the rabbi says, Mistabra, the Tobla Silto Agaba Klicheres, two lessons feel it counts. Okay, but the Dafka Klicheres, the Labar Kabulatuma, Megabo, or Mishmahaki, Dama Silto, the Sotila, but Kli 8 came in the Dabar Kabulatuma, Megabo, he Tobla Nami Lab Kumu. My Tali Shum Xeris Makatos, Shame Kalim. So we have two things operating here. There's a Xeris that people think you can go in a bathhouse. If you're standing or sitting on the same kind of vessels, and therefore if you do that in the mikveh, people think, oh, you can go to a bathhouse too. And therefore, if you do that, the tefillah to the mikveh doesn't count. But if you're being, you shouldn't be standing on something to the kabel tumah, so that, but the event, it will count. That's what comes out. All right? So, then the rabbi goes on and talks about pshute kliyates, things that are made out of wood. All right, there's the gzeres mechatzos supply there, the kabel tumah, the rabbanah. Anyway, that's what comes out from that rock. The same thing with Torah Sabai Sakotzer, Bai Zion, Shar Zion. 8:39 ain't total of a kli. You can't be total in a kli. Shal Amar Torah LaMayim Mikveh Mayim, and therefore Laficha Ha'atik V'Refesh Malkom She Tovelis. If there's stuff there, the Lo also Lo Tzvila, and Lo Tzamar Agave Kliyach Shal Kabel Tuma. Megabon, Lo Gabon Nisorin, Shirul Medrasos, Lo Shum Kli, Harul Medrasos, all these things in the Kabbal Tumah, but people they Xeris Hamachatzos Shal Kelim, but Avra Vitaba Lo also Tzvila, but Havelu Senesi Chamilei Zmoros Tachas Oglad Nati Shenachosheshet. She put other things underneath there that she can stand on. That's not a Kabbal Tumah. That's okay for her to stand on. So bottom line is the Rosh Bo also, okay, is if it's a clear Kabbal Tumah, you can't be Tovel. in it or on it. And if you did, it doesn't count because it's Eretz Mechatzot. If it's a kli which is not Mekabel Tumah, then it's also Chatchila to stand on it, maybe because you're afraid to fall off and slip off, but B'dieved, the Tvila counts. All right, the Rosh and Silvan Beis write simply, Omar Rabbah quotes the Gemara. Okay, the concern is Mishum Debiyas of the Tavah Shop. You're afraid, and therefore we won't do it properly. So it's actually two different shitas, you know, what the overriding concern, but we kind of are choshish for both. All right? The Rosh, in his commentary on Mikvos on that mission, Parakhes Mishnah Beis, has a different deal altogether. He says, no, there's no problem whatsoever with a Sama Kli, which is, doesn't have to be attached to the ground. The concern is if it's near the mikvah, then it can be misleading. The Marav Ben Gzera, that will confuse people if this kli is built in near the mikveh, they'll think that they can be tovel in that. But if it's loose, it's not a problem. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Mikvos Parak Aleph Halacha Yud. When I say loose, I mean not attached to the ground. He said the whole Gzera didn't apply. It's only if something was built in near the mikveh. The Rambam Hilchos Mikvos Parak Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph Halo Tipo Al Gavi Klicheres Osal Ukeret Meshim Tachedes Halo Tala Lo Tefila. Afraid of slipping and it won't do the tefila properly. How do we paskin? So again, the Shohar puts everything together. Okay, both issues. Here in our simple lavet, the lavet alam. Ein tovlin bekelim. Lefichach, im hoya tip makam shatovelis, lo samra gaba kliates, shmakabin tumi gaba, and below gaba nisarin, shuris and midrasus, lo shum clear royal, so that I'm right, lo shum clear royal, and just tipo, bishem gzeris market social kelim. Over the tovla, but also tfilim. Aval, no senesi chavila izmuris tachas or gleo, וכן לא שם על הגב הכרס ועל הגב הבקר של טיפול, אבל שאין כלי חרס בטעם לגב, אם זה סתם טכנין, טעם לקבל תומה, ולא רואה לנו, זה סתיל חושש כחום לו, שם התפחי של טיפול ולא טיפול קרוי. In that case, over the top of the gabba, אלו also not to do it. If she took it did, it wasn't afraid of slipping, it didn't slip, then by the end it's okay. All right? Rabbi Agros simply points out that these are the two things that emerge from that Mishnah in Mikvos, the Gzerim, and then he quotes the Rabbi like we saw, the two different issues, right? Gzerim is Merchatzos, so once they made such a Gzerim, then the Bureau of Rights, even the other, it's all good. He was just afraid she might fall, so then the other would be good. All right? Shach quotes the Bach again, it was Bach Mer, it was Men Gimel. Okay. Yep. Time is it? Okay. Finish up. The Shach is coming through, quotes the Bach, he's Cholakal Din Zedainiril. Okay, doesn't want to be Makel, even if it's only a concern of falling down, it doesn't want to be Makel. Right? Even the Ebed. Good enough. Okay. Next. As I said, this, we don't have these kinds of mikvahs. I don't spend much time on it. The Rosh Boaz and Tshuva again in those days. Chelek Aleph, Simen Tov, Tov, Chav Ches. Mikveh Mayim Chaim V'yardim Odarach Shlivos, Shul Sulam Shul Eitz. Right? You have a mikveh with water and they have wooden planks, wooden steps, like a ladder. Okay, like a wooden ladder. Right? And there's too much water in there, it's too deep, you can't get down, but there's enough water above them, can be tumble on top of those wooden steps. You follow them, and they go all the way down. Okay, she doesn't want to go all the way down. It's too, there's garbage there, whatever it is. Okay, so she doesn't want to go all the way to the bottom, but the steps go way down. So she's standing on top of the step. Can be tumble on top of the steps? Okay, so that's what the Rosh Boaz asked. But the wooden steps are armor kabel tumah. So again, he mentions the issue of the Vier Merchatzos. He mentions the issue of being frightened and therefore not doing it properly. And he says the best thing to do is we have to be nervous about this and make stone steps, then there's no problem. Okay, make stone steps, make them wide enough so the people don't worry about falling, that's not Makabel Tumah. Now, Shomar of Paskin, Sif Laman Aleph, based on this Rosh Bowl, Shuvah's Rosh Bowl, Lefiza Mitvah Sheish Bo Shlivos, Pirish Matrei, with steps, so eight. In Tavla Gavet Shlivos, even though they're it's attached to the wall, lo also a tefillah the Pshutei Kliyatzim. The Tzorach Lasos Mekomus Madrega Shalvan, which is what we have, and the Tia Madrega Rechava Dalat Makom Hanachas Aregel Kadesh Moshim Makom Val Tefachet Lipol Ben. Okay, I don't want to spend a ton of time on this. You understand? It should be stone and not wood, because wood we're concerned about. So both the shach, it's got memhei, the long shach, the long pas, the got lamed aleph, the much longer I quoted here. I discussed that apparently in those days, when you look a little bit at the shach, he says, of course, the levush, matar zikenen, okay, matar zavamin, sheherich, ma'od, v'yisraim, alamikvol, shemdinos elu, sheosim, v'sar, lamat, v'reyat, amal, lamed, shach, tzvila, that they make these kinds of steps and people shry about it, and what are we going to do? Right? And the same with the Taz, he says, I don't like it. He looked in Lamanav, Kal, Dharmo, Shokta, Daiti, Bishum, Heter, Lissam, Shur, Mikvah. I don't think there's any Heter to have these kinds of things in the Mikvah. Okay, the Shach tries to be Malam Tzchuz. Says it's the Mutter. The Taz is not comfortable with it. Okay, again, all based on that rhyme we saw above. And he writes in the end, about Tzossi, Kuzl, Ma'am, and Prague, the Madrega Shreitz Mutarim, because the whole concern is that the water doesn't get over there and so on and so forth, it does get over here. Anyway, that's a big machlokas, whether the type of mikvahs that they had then, you know, or were common then, whether the Rabbanim liked it or not. Okay? So, the Malam Etzchus, but that's the situation. Okay? So, you know, you can read it over. I don't want to spend the a lot of time, and it's not really so much Nogea time that goes today. Anyhow. Okay? Just a minute. Yeah. Finally, again, also not so much Nogea. Someone asked the Rosh. Chuvah's a Rosh. Klal Laman Av Sim Gimel. Val Silonos. Silonos are pipes. Okay, so Shalta Michol Lama Lam Bishas Tvila. Vasilonos Hembe Karkois and Mikva Mayim over in Derech Vasilonos Lamokal Aper. They're pipes, can you stand on there? So Rosh writes any Rav Shum Beis Mikvah, so I don't see any problem with that at all. Okay? Because he said that's not a problem because the Gemara that we had before, to stand on Klicheres, that's because you're afraid and therefore even on wooden blocks. But here you're not afraid because these Silonos are tight, they're Kuvum Bekarka. Okay, and if you want to say because Xeris Bechotzo is the other reason, okay, that's only talking about the water came into the mikveh through those things, but not, that was the concern. Remember the Rash, he said the concern is when it's next to the mikveh, so the mikveh water, the water came into the mikveh derek those things, then we can think that they might be able to be told on them, but here we don't have the same concern. So therefore the Rash is Mako, and the Shulchan Aruch says, deny that position, maybe not Makabal Tumah altogether. He concludes, and that's how Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Simul Siflam Beis. Silon Shul Eitz, Akabu Bekakris, Atvilim, Eno Levaz Beis. Levaz Beis is like a frame, and it makes it into something that's a base kibul. So then Mutaris Lamadol, the Gathianos pipes, and Bitovo. And the Taz explains the Lamed Beis because what's the time of the Heter? If it's ain't shom pachad, there's no, you're not afraid of it moving or getting loose because it's built into the ground, and it's also not a kli, so there's no shuvah issue and so on. Now, just the Taz simply points the shach and Sivat Manbav simply points out that it's the mechaber brought in this business with a frame, okay, which can make it into a kli. But he writes, ordinarily the frames didn't have these type, I'm sorry, the pipes didn't have these type of frame around it, therefore it's mutter to stand in it. And the Bira Groen, so Lamed Hey, that even is even according to the Rabbin, okay, because it's not Roy to be in a Kabbal Tum. Okay, again, I don't want to spend more time on this, it's not going to be in our mikvahs. We followed the decision so far back in back in source 43, in the not 43, but what are you saying about making a stone?
What
47. 47?
Yeah.
Can
you get a stone?
Yeah, right. Here, I'm sorry. So tzarech lasakom madriga shalvanim. That's what we do. We avoid all these problems. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. We have just a little bit left of the cinnamon.